Hello?
Hi, Franca. Good afternoon. This is John Kyle from Local Splash. We spoke about 3 weeks ago regarding our listing services for Google and Facebook. You mentioned you want me to check in that in a couple of weeks after you checked in with your wife.
Yeah, and right now I'm going to... John, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, and right now I'm going to go with this guy, Melvin, because they had already been working on my page. Remember I told you? And I didn't think they would do it, but this morning when he called me twice, I didn't answer because I wasn't ready to answer. And I went to find myself on Google, and I'm already there, so I got to pay these guys now.
Okay, so you're not looking for, like, the optimization. You're saying they already did the initial setup, right, of your...
Yeah, if you put it... You can check it out yourself. You tell me what you think, but I think it's great. I mean, you put it on Google, like power wash near me or a power wash in Darien, and you'll find me there. And all my reviews are there with Angie, 5 stars, all this stuff, people's comments, you know. And, yeah, you can find me there on the first page.
You're not on the first page. You're only on the first page on your own phone because you look up yourself frequently. What you have to do is
phone. Yeah, I'm listening to you, but I looked up on my computer this morning for the first time just in case, you know, I was going to...
No. What I'm saying is it has a geolocator. That's what I mean. When you have the geolocator, it's always going to find you because you're right on top of it. You have to do it as an incognito search.
Right.
So when you do an incognito search, you're not on the first page. Again, not trying to knock you. Obviously, if these guys get you, they're great, but just want to be clear so they don't, if they're trying to say anything different, put yourself on an incognito window, and you'll see, when I just do power washing in Darien, your listing is not there yet. And obviously it's going to get there. I'm not saying these guys aren't stand-up guys. Don't get me wrong.
Right. So he told me that I need to register also. That's how they're going to find me on the first page all the time, you know, the Google rankings and all that stuff. But I'm not registered yet. I didn't pay them yet because they're busy right now. They're not answering. But I'm there, and I understand the incognito. I learned this from a multimillionaire that was teaching me something like that on the online. But on the phone, how do you go to incognito? I've never done this.
Oh, it's basically on the, when you open up Chrome, you have to do it on from Chrome, and then there's on the bottom where it has like the little square box with the number of windows you have open, I think you press that, and then
John, I don't even see Chrome on my phone. Let me see if I find Chrome.
Google. Maybe you're not using Chrome as your search engine, that's okay. You have to use Google Chrome as your search engine to do an incognito window.
Hold up a second. The phone's got to connect again.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, so all you're doing is really just checking on Chrome as an incognito window.
Okay, let me check it out, because on the computer I learned in this. Okay, new incognito tab. Okay, I'm in Chrome.
And then you want to search for power washing Darien, Illinois. And if you type in power washing Darien, Illinois, I don't see the business name yet, unless it's a different business name from Frank's Power Washing, and that's what I was looking for.
I'm just going to say, I come up, like yourself, you know, I come up with all kinds of ways to look for stuff because I think that, let's say I'm a customer, right? So a customer is not always going to say, fire wash Darien, but I did it on the phone today. I said, fire washing Willowbrook, and I don't live in Willowbrook, obviously, and I found myself still listed in the top 10 or whatever. So I just put fire washing Darien right now, and you got power washing, you got 10 best pressure washing services in Darien. I clicked on that today, one of those. But I wasn't incognito. And so let me see. I see all these people here. 8, 9, 10. No, I don't see myself in those top 10 going incognito.
Yeah, so that's what you wanna make sure that's how you know you're indexed properly to the city that you're based out of. is that you can find yourself on incognito.
Okay. Let me see real quick. So yeah, I did. I'll go home and go check myself for an incognito on my computer tonight when I get back.
Yeah, and again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that means you need to stop with the guys. I'm just, the only thing I'm illustrating for this is just make sure, because when I type in your business name, I don't even see a Google Business Profile show up yet. So you said you already have a Google Business Profile. Is that correct?
Okay. What are you typing, John?
Frank's Power Washing, Darien, Illinois.
Well, really, they had me as Frank's Power Washing.
Right, but in the city of Darien, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,
Go
ahead. I see your Nextdoor listing. Like, that's a normal listing for Nextdoor, don't get me wrong. And then I also see, like, your Angie's, you're under Angie's as well. I'm not sure if this is you on Facebook, but what I'm talking about is the map listing where you have, like, a little red dot and things like that. I don't see you there. That's what I'm trying to find you in.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I went through Frank's Power Washing and Darien. And, of course, I wouldn't look at myself like that because I didn't do it like that this morning. I just put in Willowbrook, and then they find me and with my reviews from Angie. But you got to click in different areas. But I did find myself there on the first page. It does say Frank's Power Washing Services, Darien. Hi, neighbors. My name is Frank. This is something I put...
It's your Nextdoor listing. Yeah, that's your Nextdoor app listing. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I meant. I'm trying to find your map listing results, and that's the main thing that I thought you and I were talking about. Are you on the maps yet? And I don't see you on the maps section just yet. So that's one thing. Again, nothing wrong. These other guys, I'm sure, are doing right by you. And if they're not and you notice that, obviously give us a call and reach out. You have information to reach out. But that's one thing that I would just make sure of from them is, A, they got you properly listed on Google where you can actually, you have that Google My Business profile. I don't see that just yet. And then, B, just make sure that you're indexed properly so when people are in, you know, different cities, they your listing still shows up. And, again, a good way to test them on that is with this incognito window approach.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me of this incognito. I haven't used it in years. Power washing. See, the thing is, how I look myself up, a better way would be power washing near me and see if I pop in there somewhere. Not friends, because who's going to know me out there on Google?
Right. Of course, but first things first, if they knew you by name, you still don't show up. That's what I was looking at first, right? Like, that's a very important aspect, too. Like, if you have a website and whatnot, I didn't see a website for you show up when I pulled that up.
I don't have a website. I don't have a website yet because that's not important to me. It's just getting jobs for now and going, you know, build it up. So that's why, you know, I do flyers, knock on doors. I started like that. Then I got a next door neighbor because this guy, I had known about this, but this guy reminded me again, and I work with him because he does roofing. He's got his own company. And he says, hey, get a next door neighbor. And I said, oh, man, I checked this out like years ago. How come I didn't think about it? Okay, so then I went right away, got on that. Then I got on Angie. Then you guys start calling me all the people from Google. And so, yeah, this is.
But you haven't signed up with anyone to do Google yet then, I'm guessing. You're just waiting out on these other ones. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This company is called, John, it's called Innovation High Tech from New York. You can Google it. You can find them there. The guy's been talking to me like 10 times maybe. And so today I found myself there. I put Willowbrook or Power Washing near me, and it says 10 best whatever, and I clicked on that, and then I found myself. 10 best power washing in Chicago or in Darien or near me. But I'm
so what you found,
like you said, again,
you found,
I mean, I'm finding
the one that says 10 best usually is the Andy's ones. So that's Andy's.
Right, and that's how I found myself, and that's where I'm clicking on now, and this is where I find myself. Right, and then the one next door neighbor. But not like you're saying, like I'm not popping in there. as my own
name.
You
don't have your own listing yet. That's what I mean is, like, I don't know what these other guys are doing, and obviously you want to be respectful of them if they're just started, but you want to make sure they set you up, and I can text you all this just so you can let them know. So I want, I'll just text you right now.
Please send me all that, John, so I don't have to take notes right now because I was doing something else.
No, you're taking
notes for Carver ties, you know. Send me what I need to ask them so the guy, you know, because people from companies can talk a million miles an hour, but over here on this end, we don't understand actually what they're telling us. Yeah, you're going to be in the first page of Google. Yeah, but what about those other little things you're not telling me? You know all this in and out, and I don't. Did you see yourself there? Yeah, but I want to see myself like people just Google power washing near me, and with these 15 square miles, they can see my name there pop up. Not that they have to go and click in different things to find me, because that doesn't really, it's not that good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just sent you the list of three things. So the thing you want to make sure they set up is a Google Business Profile, optimization to the first page of the map listings where you have like the red pin or the red dot, and then also ask them about a website, because we do provide that for free. Remember that. So if anything, I mean, might as well use that as leverage. Say, hey, these guys were willing to set up a website without charging me more. You know, what's your deal?
Profile, yeah. Optimization to show up on the first page. He did talk about that with the services listed, red pin, all that stuff. I think one thing you told me, or he told me, Melvin, is that he's not going to put, like, the address, like, with a pin so people don't, you know, because some people are crazy and you don't want to...
Well, yeah, but you still will be listed, though, as servicing an area. That just makes you a service provider, but you still need to be listed. And one thing that is a big red flag is if he or their company is doing it for you, run for the hills. Here's why. You don't want them to have ownership of your listing. The way reputable companies do it is you set up your listing with Google, and then you set us up as a manager of the listing. We will walk you through how to set up the listing, but the reason why we do that is so you have ownership.
Right. Okay, I'm going to write this down. Why do I need to ask him about that ownership? I mean, how should I say this?
Oh, just ask him if he helps with these things, and then with the Google Business Profile, say, you never walked me through how to set that up. Just ask them, why didn't you guys tell me how to set that up?
Well, here's the thing, John. Remember I told you that I didn't want to pay the way he was asking me through PayPal, all this stuff. So then I didn't answer no phone calls after the 4th of July. And now all of a sudden this has been in the works, and now it exists. And he didn't show me anything because I never answered the phone till this morning. So that's what he was talking about. I need to get you with my tech team so they can call you and show you what to do, because he did talk about that in the beginning. He did say, I'm going to give you the access so you can put pictures in there. He did say that.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, like, obviously, again, your money's already there. Might as well get use out of it. And if it works for you, keep trucking along.
Yeah, and if not, I'm going to ask him all these things that you sent me.
If not, don't forget about me, brother.
No, I won't, John. Thanks a lot, brother. I might even go with you next month, because I told him, I didn't even know this thing existed. Well, you didn't answer your phone. I thought you were mad. And I said, well, you know what? You were calling me like every day, even on the 4th and 5th of July. I didn't want to answer nobody. I was with my wife spending 4th and 5th in the Navy base watching fireworks. And so,
right.
Now
right. Doesn't he know you're retired? I mean, he should know that already.
Yeah, he knows. And I say, well, this thing has been existing since when? And now I need to get registered. I say, but I didn't get no use of it. And I got 18 hits I see in there, like 18 quote requests. And I said, and now it's almost over. And now I got to pay you $225. So like around July to August 3rd, I got to pay again. I said, you should give me some more time. He said, I'll give you to the August 10th then. That's what he told me this morning.
Well, then here's what we'll do. We'll pencil in a touch base between you and I maybe around the 8th or 9th just to see you know, what you think your status is there. So I'll just pencil in for August 8th, and then you let me know at that time if we're, you know, if you're like a captain abandoning ship with them, or if you're gonna stay the course, right?
Yeah, John, and when you say that, let's say my business already is listed, it exists. I just don't have a website. I'm not worried about that part yet. But can you just grab my thing that exists on Google and just manage it?
Right. Correct. As long as they
and I gotta wait a month and a half again.
Right. As long as they create or with your assistance get a Google business profile created, if they accomplish that within the next week or so, then at least all we need to do is you transfer management access to us, and then that way Google gets flagged saying, oh, Local Splash is managing them now. So that's going to help you get your optimization results higher, because we're a big investor with Google in terms of advertising. So they know us when we get flagged as an account manager for your Google business profile. So that'll be an important step. Yeah, but you'll save some time because we won't have to physically wait for the verification process if you get verified in the next, you know, week and a half or so.
Yeah, because that's what he wants me to do now. He says, you don't need to, but if you want to rank higher, I recommend get verified. That's what he said, not registered, verified.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'll do. I'll pencil in, again, all around the 8th, and we'll do, like, this early afternoon call like now. And, you know, again, one or two things are going to happen. I'm going to say, more power to you. I'm glad they took care of you, and we'll part as friends, or I'll put my best foot forward again as you know, super salesman to convince you to move over. Okay.
Yeah, John. I like talking with you. I might go just with you, and I still need you to help me with tabs anyway. But it's for
good
other
man.
Stuff. Not ask for the power watches.
Right.
My other stuff like vitamin sales and Nemalem. Oh.
There you go. Yeah, because we do Facebook ads too, remember? So there's a lot of things you can advertise on Facebook that you don't necessarily want to advertise on Google the same way. So a lot of different avenues to take with us. But again, when the time is right, Frank, you know, we'll connect again. And for the next 2 weeks, again, you know, really hope things start picking up with these guys with you, and it works out. And, you know, like I said, if not, I'll be there in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, John, thank you. Yeah, call me.
Hey,
appreciate
have a great one. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.